Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabarsi. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 16 years. How about that? Since he's been hanging out with us, he's a 1999 model. He's an award-winning journalist, author of a handful of books on being home-based, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you, even after 16 years.
I know. It's good to have you back. And
I'm glad I can say that. There's not a lot of things I can say. It's a pleasure to be around after 16 years.
I know.
You're one of them, so there you go.
Well, I want to thank you, as I always do, for your steadfastness and for your continued support, abiding support for small business owners. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
So it's that time of year. People are taking vacations, at least some people are. You know, I wrote an article about this recently, and I poll our audience every year at this time of year to ask them about their vacation plans. And the point that I won't go into the point of the article, except there was one thing that I said in there that it finally occurred to me that to ask a small business owner, "Are you taking a vacation this summer?" is almost a uniquely small business question.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't ask a small business employee if they're going to take a vacation this year. You don't ask employees of the government or most businesses, "Are you going to take a vacation?" Or the CEO of Exxon, right?
Right, exactly.
but it's a almost unique question to ask and appropriate to say to a small business owner, "Are you going to take a vacation?"
Absolutely. You know what? Because the lament of the small business owner is, if I'm not here, how's it going to run?
Right.
Will it scuttle my ship if I take a weekend away? If I take, maybe not a weekend, but if I take a week away, if I take 2 weeks.
I can remember when I couldn't take a day off.
Yeah.
Saturday or Sunday.
Yep. You know, and we look forward, I think we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, we look forward to the holidays, like whether it's a July 4th, whether it's
right.
a Memorial Day or a Labor Day, so I get an extra day of work without the phone ringing and emails
mm-hmm.
bugging me.
Yeah.
You know, vacation, holidays, we don't need no stinking holidays. You know, yes, we do, we need them to work. But we do need the holidays, and there will be those of us who, you know, like myself, have some travel coming up in the near future, and I'll want to be able to take some time away without the fear of scuttling the ship, without the fear of losing the call, without the fear of a client calling with a rush job or with a crisis that they trust me to help them
right.
with. So it's really a matter of how you prepare them and yourself to take that time away.
It's easier now than it used to be because of the technology. There are two reasons why small business owners don't take off time. Three reasons. One is the expense. They might not want to spend the money on that this year.
Right.
Another thing is associated with that, and that is capitalization, the cash flow. Can you know, a lot of small businesses, Jeff, manage cash flow day to day.
Right.
Literally day by day.
Yeah.
And so somebody has to deal with that every day. And if they're gone, who deals with it? That happens sometimes. And then the other thing is, how do you stay connected? Well, that third part, that's what's gotten easier, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, today, the fear used to be, okay, how do I call all these people, or how do I email them, if that's the case, to make sure they all know that I'll be traveling for a long weekend,
right.
I'll be taking a week away, I'll be taking longer, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, God willing, as they say. How do you let them know? So
What if you don't let anybody know what you're doing? And if you got 20 customers, 200 customers, don't let anybody know. And then the four that happen to call in or email or whatever at that time, just deal with them.
Well, there's a number of ways.
They don't have to know you're not in your office.
That's a great point. Because of the anywhere technology, no one needs to know. You can forward your phone lines to your cell phone. You can let it go to voicemail and just check your voicemail regularly.
Right.
With email and with web servers, check sales. You can, you know, obviously check email. You can process orders from the road,
yeah.
Especially rush orders or crises when they emerge.
You can sign contracts.
You can sign contracts.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember I had a cell phone. It was bolted in my car, but we didn't have email.
Right.
And I can remember going on trying to work off a long weekend or maybe even a whole week with my family. But I had to tell my clients I was going to be gone a week.
Right.
Because the phone was the only way we could connect.
Right.
They had to call me, or I had to call them. And I needed to let them know that I was still going to be available to them, but I was not going to be near them.
Yes. And
Now I wouldn't have to do that because, I mean, how many times these days do you not even see people face-to-face anymore?
Absolutely.
And do business?
Oh, that's a whole different issue in the sense of we've gotten lethargic and lazy as far as not seeing people, not getting out there and meeting with our customers.
Customers like that sometimes.
Sometimes they like, hey, look, I pay you. What more do you want?
They like it when I don't come by and bug them.
Exactly.
I just do the work and don't come by. That's too much information.
Exactly. So, you know, I think it's important that we think about all the customers and prospects that we need to stay in touch with, how we're going to stay in touch with them. So, for example, before I leave, I'll put together a blind email blast, or if it needs to be personalized. You know, I have many who I can just do a blind blast, and they're okay with it. But if it's one of those that I need to really send something more personalized, mm-hmm. I can send an individual email. I will be traveling. I will be connected. You know, here's my cell phone if you need to get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. If it's something that can wait, you know, I'll be back such and so time. In an emergency, reach out to me, or here's an alternative contact to reach out to. You know, give them all the options to reach out to you. And again, keeping in mind those that you may not want to know you're traveling because of the ubiquity of contact, mm-hmm. they can reach you anywhere. Do not, for a safety issue, for the most part, it's probably not wise to post. You'll be away for 2 weeks on
Facebook.
It's
crazy for people. I can't believe. There are people who do that, though.
They're absolutely.
Or they post their vacation pictures while they're on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, there are plenty of people who are following you, folks, that you may know, may not know, they will break in on you.
Exactly. Look at me in Istanbul. Won't be back for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
There's pie in the fridge. Enjoy, and a glass of milk. You know, but I think we need to put a deliberate effort into how we stay in contact if we stay in contact while away. Look, I reached out to a client today, forgetting that she was out of town today, tomorrow, mm-hmm. and Monday. And she's an employee, and it's kind of what we were talking about a moment ago. Mm-hmm. She's an employee, so she's like, I'm out of touch. I'm out of town, and
right.
I'm out of touch.
Have a good life.
Exactly.
Folks, congratulations. I can't help you with the cash flow, but the technology has gotten a lot better. I hope you enjoy your vacation, but do the right thing while you're gone. Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.